Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about the reasons for the recent migration to Oregon.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate.
We've been talking a little bit about the problem, the shortage of inventory. But while we've had a shortage of inventory, we've actually had an increase in demand. So not only is it like the perfect storm because you've got a decline in inventory and an incline in regards to the demand side, the buyers are showing up more than ever. In fact, in Eugene proper, they're up 7% year to date in buying over last year.
Wow. Wow, that's interesting. That apartment complex that I rolled out last week for sale, there was a California investor that called and is writing an offer on it. And he said that he wants out of Los Angeles proper because the rent caps down there are limited to 3%, where we have 9.2. Mm-hmm. It's 3% in LA. And he said he wants to get out of earthquake range.
That's a common comment. We've heard that a lot. And when you have the flexibility that you now have with employers saying, see, I can do business from home or wherever I'm at, wherever home is, that's made a difference in impact in the demand side too, because Oregon is mild and its temperatures and opportunities are still abound for lifestyle benefits. It's a good combination, and we contrast some of those hotter zones like California.
Yeah, and I know especially Northern California, because of the years of wildfires in the Sonoma area and down there, a lot of people are gravitating up, you know, farther up I-5, just trying to get out of that continual wildfire situation in the summer.
I just saw also in Eugene proper, the median sales price is $425 now. It's going up quickly. And that is because the demand from first-time buyers or millennials, often at age 30 this year, believe the millennials are hitting 30 this year.
Wow.
I know it's happening. What does that mean about us? No, we don't want to go there. In regards to that, what we're looking at is a real heat from the baseline, the first entry point of homes, where it's 3-bedroom, 1-bath, 1,100 square feet. That's where the hottest market is for the demand from the buyers that are millennials and starting out. That's 40% of the marketplace is first-time buyers right now.
That is so intriguing. I cannot imagine being 30 or 35, maybe you have one child, and you're looking at a $425,000 house and the mortgage that goes with that.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. But it is manageable, and there are benefits. I was talking some folks that had, they went to the closing table and they called me for reassurance. Did we just do something bad? We just went into $300,000 in debt. There are tax benefits, and there are a lot of reasons to have the consistency and the reliability of having your own home. You won't be in that spot where you wonder if you're going to be booted as a tenant when it's a pandemic out there. So there are a lot of homeownership benefits still.
That's very true. And interest rates are super low.
That's right. Opportunity's still there. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson, PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.